Whether you're fly fishing in a stream, getting those ankles wet, or deep in the ocean casting nets, fish nerds. Fish nerds. Fish nerds. It's a podcast.
It is a podcast. Hello, welcome to the Fish Nerds. Clay Groves here, Chief Executive Fish Nerd, Licensed Fishing Guide, your best friend. It is day three of National Podcast Posting Month, NAPOD promo, where every day this month we are posting a brand new Fish Nerds episode, and we'd like you to be part of it. You want to join us, you can grab your phone, push record on your memo button, and you can record a fishing tip and email it to me, clay@fishnerds.com, and it's that simple, and you could be on the show. We want your fishing tips. I need 30 of them. I only know about six ways to fish, so I can use about 24 people, I did the math right in my head, to help me with it. Today on the show, we're lucky because Tim Beat has sent in his fishing tip, and he'll be our number three, and good news, coming up later this week, Tim Beat will be back on the show because I took him lake trout fishing in Maine, and we'll talk all about that, so look forward to that. Make sure you smash some subscribe button. Is that a thing? Still, I don't know. Here's Tim Beat.
This is Fish Nerd Midwest correspondent Tim Beat with today's fishing tip. If you're looking for a strong knot that's easy to tie, consider the Palomar knot. While many knots make your line significantly weaker, the Palomar knot results in almost no loss of line strength, and in my experience, it's easier to tie than many other knots. To tie a Palomar knot, first double over about 10 inches of line into a loop and pass the loop through the eye of the hook or lure. Then tie a very loose overhand knot using the doubled loop and the doubled section of line leading back to the fishing rod. Now pass the hook or lure through the remaining loop of the overhand knot and slide the loop up onto the line just above the eye of the lure or hook. Now pass the hook or lure through the remaining loop of the overhand knot and slide the loop up onto the line just above the eye of the lure or hook. Always moisten the knot to decrease the friction. Pull on the tag and standing ends to cinch down the knot. Finally, trim the loose end off with your snippers. Ta-da! You have a Palomar knot. If you're using the Palomar knot with a very small hook or lure eye, it can be difficult to pass the loop through the eye. In that case, I simply put the end of the line through the eye, pulling about 10 inches through, and then pass the tip of the line back through the eye going the other way. The result is the same as putting the loop through the eye. The Palomar knot works well with monofilament, fluorocarbon, or braid lines, and I have never had one pull out. The biggest mystery is how the Palomar knot got its name. While I've read many theories, I think the best is that the knot's name is related somehow to the Palomar area of California, which is in San Diego County. Do you know the other knot known for San Diego County? Of course, it's the San Diego Jam Knot. This knot, which is also known as the reverse clinch knot, is thought to have originated as a quick and reliable way to tie the heavy iron jigs used by anglers chasing tuna in Mexican waters. Do you have a favorite fishing knot? Let us know and maybe we'll play your response on the Fish Nerds podcast. And when you're done listening to this, cruise on over to the Lure Love podcast, where John Crappy Hippie King and I geek out over fishing lures both old and new.